This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The change to Elijah McClain's cause of death to ketamine in his autopsy report could have some legal repercussions. CPR's Allison Sherry explains how the change may impact the trials for the paramedics and law enforcement officers involved in his death.
I think you're going to see the paramedics and the law enforcement officers, their defense teams are going to start to split and fracture. And one's going to say, hey, look, it wasn't me. I didn't do anything that caused his death. It was this guy. Start pointing at each other. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the trial proceeds from here.
That's CPR's Allison Sherry. Come to CPR.org for more details about that report. The nonprofit that helps Denver's four-year-olds go to preschool will be able to offer families a bit more tuition support. It's the Denver Preschool Program's second increase this year. That's because of higher-than-anticipated revenues coming from the city's sales tax that funds the program. The average family's tuition credit will increase from $849 to $867 per month. Voters pay for the program, available to all Denver families. And a heads up that the RTD light rail trains are back in service in the southern part of the Denver Metro this afternoon. They were shut down earlier today for emergency repairs. Passengers should still expect delays, though. You're listening to CPR News. Right now, it is 4:05 in Boulder. It's 81 and fair. Tonight, the low will be 52 degrees, mostly clear.